What's up, everyone? How you doing? How is your day going? I hope you guys are having a blessed time, blessed quarantine time. Yeah. So there's a rundown of things that I have probably forgotten and things that I just added. So I'm going, I added my email address to my description so that you can send me mails, you know, on suggestions on anything. You want to make a comment, anything, you want to be a guest speaker, just anything, just send me. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to read all of them and then I'm going to try to reply. Yeah. So I also forgot the Instagram shout out that I said I was going to be doing at the end of every episode. I am so sorry that I forgot that. So you can also send your Instagram handle to the mail. I'm going to read everything and I'm going to start it again, starting from this particular one. So yes, I promised you guys how to build a healthy relationship part two, so this is it. And before I go there, please, any suggestions on what I can say? I am tired of saying hello guys, hi everyone, what you doing? I'm tired of saying hello, hi everyone, jigged. So you can send the suggestions on what I can say. Thank you. So today is on what you should avoid and identify in a relationship. So you have to identify what you can and cannot tolerate, people. Yes, identify it, please. It's very important. There are some people that they go to the restroom, make use of it, and they do not flush. Some people can tolerate that. Some people cannot tolerate it because, boo, do you wear diapers that you poop in or pee in your diaper and I have to be the one to change it? That's different. But as far as you're grown, and I mean hygiene, once you go to the restroom, please remember to flush, keep it dry itself and everything. Just so you have to identify what you can tolerate and cannot tolerate. Yeah, you also have to find out their motive of being with you. I can't loud it enough. There's someone that said, I don't want to give you a reason to love you. I don't want to give a reason for you to love. I don't want to have a reason for me to love you so that I don't have a reason to hate you. Anna, shut up, bro. What you're saying? You don't have a reason to what? You're not serious. So find out their motive, please. You know, if it's good, if it's not good, if it's something you want to overlook, at least so that you just know where you stand. You know, at times, a lot of people just enter relationships and they don't even know. You know, you're actually dating this person because you want to get married to him or to her. Is it why she's with you? So you find out, you know, we start there. So it's not like, do you really expect me? Okay, I know you want to marry me and then maybe you have money and everything, and then you're not coming to meet me and you're asking me, so why are we in this relationship? And I know this is what you want. I will tell you what you want to get, so be wise about it. Use your sense and know how. You know, there's some questions you'd ask some people and they'll just lose guard. Do you get? So you have to find out their motive. So identify their love language. I can't love this one enough. You need to. I'm going to expatiate on this in another episode. So just find out their love language. Honestly, it's going to be easier for you in the relationship because, you know, love is all about sacrifices, right? So you don't have to be so comfortable in it. Doesn't mean you have to be on your toes every time, no. But you don't have to be too comfortable. You know, when you put too to any word or something, just makes the word, it makes it a bad word, like she's too fine. It's not a good thing. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So don't be too comfortable in your relationship, but be comfortable, you know, because you don't have to be on your toes, you know. So never underestimate the power of effective communication. Please, communication is everything. They said communication is the key and understanding is the door. So as much as someone is also communicating with you or to you, you need to be able to understand, you get, because if they don't understand what you're saying, you're talking to a wall. So just try your best, you know, and you, the other person, the person they are talking to or something like that, be a good listener. Don't be quick to judge. Put yourself in that person's shoe. You know, at times they meet you, oh, I need an advice or something, and the minute they just start talking, you're already like, hello, show, all those things. No, it's actually wrong. Just listen to them, understand them, put yourself in their shoe, and you are going to know what to reply. You get, at times, some people don't even want you to talk, they just want you to listen. So you can just be that person. You have to study the person to just know what they need at that particular time. You get, so you know, a lot of people just communication is everything, and we just tend to forget that it brings intimacy. Do you get? You know, there's this sense of belonging, you know, and it also helps to eliminate what is that word? Assumptions. Yes, you know, this jump into conclusions and all that. It also helps when you communicate better. It actually helps. So please, you guys should just try to communicate. I don't care, even if it hurts you, if someone hurts you, open your mouth and just be like, this thing you did, I don't like it. But that doesn't mean you're gonna do it in front of other people. When you're alone, just say it. It's not fight. Don't go and meet him or him as if it's fight, like no, just calmly say, I don't like this thing you did, you know, and they're going to understand. Don't start barking like a dog. Chickens, don't do that. Just communicate calmly, you know. There is power in communication, and we just don't understand that. At times, some people are passing through things, and let me tell you, we are not mind readers. So tell us, this is your problem, this is it. I just, you know, I don't need space that you want. I need you to leave me kind of space. I want to think, you know, all those things. It's not, you're just quiet and you expect us to just understand that. I know a friend that she has her days, is what I've seen. So I just understand, you know, at times she's like so friendly and happy, and at times she's just down. So she has actually explained to me that this is how I am. Do you get? So I understand. I'm not reading her mind now. I understand her because she communicated it. So if she's so quiet and she's not, you know, that way, I'm just like, you have come. That spirit, you have entered her now. She's not herself now. And then when the spirit leaves her, it's not a spirit, but when that mood just like leaves her and everything, I'm like, okay, she's back. But now, imagine if she didn't tell me and I'm like, why are you like this now? Come on, talk to me. What's wrong with you, Duke? If I'm all that, she'll just be like, God, stop now. You're annoying me. You know, she'll be getting angry and all that. But now that I understand, I'm like, okay, this is normal. It's just her mood changed and it's normal. So you just have to try to communicate. So that is it. And oh, please try to avoid what you post. Like, mind what you post on and repost on social media. You know, the internet does not forget. So at times, you know, we can see something we think is funny. It might actually be funny, and then we just like post it. At times, it's like something. It can just be something. Please, before you post, read. Just reread everything before you try to repost anything, or before you post even your pictures and all that. You know, just try. Okay? And infidelity. That one is going to be a topic on its own, bro. So I'm not going to say much on that one, but you just know it. Avoid that one when you're in a relationship. Avoid it. And please do not be over demanding. Try to be understanding, guys. Please. Apologize. Jesus Christ. At times, the solution to that particular problem, to that argument, is just one person saying, I am sorry. And please, if the other party doesn't want to say, I am sorry, for that moment, just so that everything will just calm down, you can just say sorry. Okay? And if you know you are right and the person is wrong, when you guys are cool and calm and happy and everything, you can just take him or her to the side and be like, but you know this thing, you know, now she's probably calm at that time, so, or he's calm and he can probably, you know, think. So but when everybody's heated and all that, nobody wants to think, and I must be right. At times I'm like that when I'm in an argument, I'm like, I must be right. So please, if you're in an argument with me, you know I'm sounding very stupid, and I'm not going to accept I'm sounding stupid. Please just say I'm sorry. At the end of the day, come and meet me and tell me, You know, you are not making any sense, right? And I know, but just thank you so much for saying you're sorry, and case closed. But please, ladies, too, also, when you're wrong, just accept your wrong and say sorry. It makes you a very big person, but you know, at times, you don't want to be big. I want to be a child at times, so it is what it is. Study your partner, and you know, or study your friend, and you just know when to do some things. So another thing that kills relationship is, especially males, that will be having all these female friends around. You know, your babe will tell you, this girl likes you. You'll be like, no, she's just my friend. You know, she's been there, it's nothing. She's just my friend. She's just your what? Okay, no problem. She's just your friend. It's fine. It's just your friend. It's good. So please learn to say no to the opposite sex. Even females, you know, you have that male friend that your partner is not comfortable with or anything, and you're just like, no, he's been there for me. Please, he's not comfortable with the person. You can reduce the way. I'm not saying maybe lose total connection with the person, because you don't know, you know, they always say you don't know where you meet someone in the future. So I'm not saying lose total connection with the person, but at least you can just, you know, cut him off a little. Try to explain to him you know, that then get your partner to probably be comfortable with the person, like, okay, see, this guy is, this is it, it's just friend, like, nothing. But if you know it's so serious, and if your partner has enough reason, it's not those ones that are just jealous and I want to kill them, they don't have any reason, they're not even adding or doing anything in your life, and you want to not lose someone that is probably adding something to your life because of your, it's different. Wisdom is profitable, you know what to do. So females too, at times the male friend that is with you probably likes and you just do not want to see it, and your partner is seeing the thing, please just try to understand the male that I want, she's just my friend, please be guided, let's all be guided, because I'm a female and I don't have any sense. I'm just staying and saying, oh, no, I just want to go and see my new friend, and he has the girlfriend, I'm going to go, why am I going to see you? Jigger, I can come and visit you, don't quote me wrong, go. But please, there are some female friends that are genuine, while there are some that when your girlfriend or your partner or your wife even tells you, why is this woman so close to you like this, I don't like it, please, eh? Even if anything, your wife is not comfortable with it, your partner, just calm down, and give that girl space and all that. You can make your partner see the reason that, okay, see, this girl, see, it's just strictly friendship, but at times it might not be just that, and it's when maybe they're your friend now, I've come to touch your body, be like, ah, what she said is true, what was wrong with you, why are you trying to, you know, I'm in a relationship, she knew the thing since, but your wife has been telling you she's been seeming like a crazy, mad, jealous person, but now that thing has happened, now you're coming to tell her, baby, I can understand. Keeping company with the opposite sex that you're not dating, a lot of girls can do it. Me, I used to, I prefer the opposite sex as friends than same sex. Opposite sex, no drama. Girls like drama too much. Me, I don't have strength for drama. So I always prefer having like male friends because they are more understanding and less drama. Trust me, I hate drama. Yeah. So, but you know, with time, you just know that. Yeah, I remember then in school, I was very close to this particular guy, yeah. And we're just friends, so just friends. In fact, it's even nice to give him advice on how to go and be checking girls and all that. And now people now thought we were dating. It was so serious that I had to distance myself from him so that when he's approaching other girls, because they'll be like, are you not dating Benita? And I'm like, what, where is this coming from? We are not dating, we are friends, trust me, nothing serious. So you know, you have to reduce the company you have with opposite sex that you are not dating, so that you don't give the wrong signal to someone that's interested in you. Do you get? And then the eyes of this were very rare. Wearing rings on your finger, your wedding finger. I do it a lot, and most people will not come and meet me. Are you married? I'm like, yes, I'm married. I started doing it like my 200 level or so, because they're just some human beings, you don't even want to approach you and all that. And or some of them say, I'm not just interested, so I just do that, and you know, but it's not good, you know, you should avoid doing that so that you can even enter a relationship. At times, even when you're in a relationship, self, don't be wearing it, so that your husband, that probably the person you're with is not your husband, and your husband is just looking at you and you're wearing ring in his mind now. Just avoid all these things, okay? So I hope you understand, and you can put some of all these things into practice. Get back to me and all that. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to hear from you guys. Yes, and yes. The Instagram shout out, today's Instagram shout out goes out to _MacJessie_. So the spelling is, you know, underscore, the sign, right? The dash, that is low dash, that is underscore. Then the mark is MacJessie_. So he's a musician, and his song Look Into My Eyes just came out. It's available on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, Audio Mac. Yeah, so you can just check it out. Thank you so much for listening, and hope to hear from you guys again. Bye.